This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We do have other things to talk about tonight, and you know what? I'd like to get into them just because I feel like I've said enough about this, and I think we left it on a positive note about what, you know, God is doing and that sort of thing, which we discussed at the end of the last hour, so I feel like that was sufficient, unless you guys disagree.
Nope, I'm fine with moving on.
All right, with you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Mark.
All right, so there's not much I don't think else to say about the FTX situation. We did give you the update that Bankman has been granted bail. He has some restrictions, very sounding similar to the ones that I had when I got out. However, they just let him right out, unlike me, where they argued vehemently to keep me in jail, despite the fact that I hadn't actually victimized anyone. And they're alleging Bankman stole, like, billions of dollars.
I wonder if he's a sophisticated cyber criminal.
Yeah, are they saying the same things about him?
He certainly is.
So, anyway, that's one other
story.
But
he's a well-connected, sophisticated cyber criminal.
Mom and Dad have a fair amount of money, and friends who apparently have quite a bit, because they put up $250 million bond to do that. Now, Ron Paul has this story that we talked about briefly two nights ago, and we never really got into the meat of it, where he's talking about this so-called mother of all economic crises. This is published over at the Ron Paul Institute at ronpaulinstitute.org, citing Nouriel Roubini, the former advisor to the International Monetary Fund, who is calling this current situation the mother of all economic crises. And Ron Paul explains that the Fed has been trying to eliminate price inflation with a series of interest rate increases. So far, these rate increases have not significantly reduced price inflation, and that's because rates remain at historic lows. Yet the rate increases have had negative economic effects, including a decline in the demand for new homes. Increasing interest rates
That's
make
true.
It impossible for many middle and working class Americans to afford a monthly mortgage payment.
Hold on. So, I mean, obviously, if you're dealing, you can't print a bunch of money, which is what happened.
Yes.
You know, the numbers differ. It's difficult to know, but I think that it's fair to say half of all money that has been created from the United States since its inception, this thing we call the U.S. dollar, the Federal Reserve note, half of them were created since January 2020.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. And if you double the money supply, necessarily prices must go up.
They're going to go up,
right?
For sure.
Because there may be, in 2 years' time, going on three now, you will see more things made, and thus it doesn't necessarily mean that it will go, if you double the money supply, that prices will double. But they're going to go close to that. And because there's only so many things out there. There's only so many cars.
Price of produce apparently has gone up 80% in the last year.
In the last month?
No, 30% in November.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, that's still a lot.
That is a lot.
Well, that's because it still costs a lot of money to grow vegetables, and there's no government subsidies for those. But, I mean, you know, there's basically as many cars in America right now as there were in January 2020.
Mm-hmm. There are government subsidies for vegetables. In fact, it ruins them. It makes
Which vegetable are you talking about?
Well, definitely corn.
Corn is not a vegetable. Corn
is a grain.
Okay, a grain.
Okay. So there's grain, for, like, regular vegetables?
Right. Grain, the subsidies are just, you know, they turn the fire hose on for grains, but not for vegetables generally. There's about as many cars as there were in January 2020 as there are now in January 2023, and that means that cars should be worth about twice as what they're going to be. Now, we haven't gotten there yet, but that's kind of the point. The point is that they're raising the interest rates on money in order to restrict the money supply, because that's how it works. Money is borrowed into existence by debt, either the U.S. government or the American people. When you go get a mortgage, the money's borrowed into existence.
That's what a note is in monetary terms, right? So if you look at the greenback, Federal Reserve note, the dollar is a note. It is evidence of debt. And not only can the Federal Reserve print these things out, but so can the banks. They don't have, the banks don't have the printing press, but they just increment numbers in a computer, and voila, they have more money to more dollars to lend out to you, which you then have to pay back at interest.
Yes, well, that's how that works, and that's how the system works, and that's why the banks do what they do, is because of the interest. So when they raise the rates, they're restricting the money supply because fewer people are borrowing, just as these reported right here.
Yeah.
There's not as many people buying houses as there were.
It's a disincentive to borrow.
And there's less money being made, but the money's already been made. Price inflation is a trailing indicator of inflation.
Mm-hmm.
The
inflation
powers that be,
increase in the money supply.
The people that you, the mouth-breathing dullards that you voted for and brought into existence, those people thought the best way to solve the government weaponized common cold was to lock everybody in their houses and print a bunch of money. All right? So chickens roost, ladies and gentlemen. This is, if you advocated for it, this is your problem of your creation.
Yep, and now what do they got, a $1.7 billion, or trillion, was it trillion? Yeah, $1.7 trillion spending bill that they're working
on. Right, they've got that, and of course they'll vote that into existence too. They'll argue about the fringes, but I mean the vast majority of it will go through.
It's just like there are so many people that sat around getting $600 a week or whatever it was to not work, and if they want to complain about the prices of things, it's just like, I don't even want to hear it from them.
Yeah. How are they?
you had your vacation. Mm-hmm. You had your paid vacation.
How's it going
now? And now it's time to pay for it. Yeah. And this is how it goes. And it's going to go this way again in the future. In your lifetime, if you think there's such thing as a free lunch, you're a fool. Or you work for the government. One of the two. And that's, you know, so the prices are going to continue to go up. It doesn't matter if they shut off every dollar, if they claw back 10% of the dollars, prices are still going to go up.
That's a fact.
And you've got to pay for it. You go out drinking all night long with your friends, you drink till 6 a.m., then you're going to have a headache. Now, here it is. It's time to convalesce. And the older you get, the harder it is to recover. Good luck.
I've been saying for like months that the whole problem with the United States is that people truly don't believe that they live in a world of cause and effects.
Right.
It's not just this situation. It's like lots of different situations. Like the jury. I'm sorry. Taking it back to Ian's trial. The jury, they found Ian guilty of thought crimes, and they don't see how that might come back to haunt them.
I don't know.
Thought crimes are illegal now.
I don't know how it's necessarily going to haunt them either. But the people that were
The people they love,
the people that were swindled in this circumstance, clearly thought somehow that they could not do due diligence and that things would work out. You know, in some cases, Ian was able to catch the baddies. In a very few instances, you were able to catch the baddies and even knew that the baddies were doing bad things. But I know that in many cases, you thought these were your good customers.
Yeah, that's right.
And
they had lied to me, those people.
You know, the many of those people on the stand lied. And many of them continued to lie. They lied on the stand about the questions that you asked them and things like that.
And, I mean, it wasn't that long ago that this happened. If these people believe all these details, but they don't remember you calling and asking, like, do you actually know your husband? I just don't believe that. I believe that they were told by the prosecution. They were like, this is going to be an issue. So you're going to say that when he called, he just asked, why would you even do that? Seth Tipple said that was proof to show a bank that you at least tried. There's no proof of a phone call. You can't be like, I can prove that I made this phone call.
Well, you could if the records were available, and I'm sure the feds have them, but they didn't turn them over.
You mean the audio recording?
No, the call logs.
Yeah.
Call logs. But I think that Google...
But when you're talking to a bank, you wouldn't be like, I have proof I sent this person a phone call. Like, they could just say, no, you didn't.
Wouldn't you have those call records on your Google Voice account?
No, it would have been on the cell phone account, and I don't believe those are available past a certain number of months.
So there's a different Google Voice account on your cell phone than there is on your computer? Can't you access that account?
No, I don't think they have those records past a certain point.
Oh, they easily
accessible. But it still wouldn't prove what was said, you know?
Certainly wouldn't.
The number is 603-283-6160. We can continue to hear more about what Ron Paul has to say about the mother of all economic crises. That's on the way. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160. Phones are open. And this is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Phones open if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. We got more with Ron Paul in moments. about inflation and what he's calling the mother of all economic crises. Ian, Bonnie, and Mark here in the studio tonight. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Bullion Max, great way to get yourself some silver and gold because inflation is a real problem. And one of the ways that you can solve that problem personally is to diversify out of the dollar and into other things like gold and silver, which may be the most stable assets in recorded history. You can get yours from bullionmax.com/FTL. You don't have to deal with a salesperson, and your precious metal ship fully insured directly to your home. It's fast, it's easy, and you get a special deal because you're a Free Talk Live listener. You get employee pricing on Bullion Max's Silver Starter Kit, which is 5 ounces of silver from some of the world's most popular mints, and they'll throw in a free gold back as well. We're big fans of the gold back here on Free Talk Live. You can go to bullionmax.com/FTL to get yours. It is a limited time offer, so you can start your new investment with bullionmax.com/FTL today. We go to your phone calls and thoughts, and then more from Ron Paul. We got Matt Roach on the line here with us here, normally with us on some Thursday nights. Matt, you're, I think, back home for Christmas with your mom, but welcome. What's up?
People, you have to call him his first and last name for some reason.
You do, and I don't know why. Well, I mean, there's a lot of Matts out there. But first of all, I want to say, Ian, we love you.
Well, thanks, man.
Very much.
Appreciate it.
And we support you to no end. You are probably, you are the Jedi Master. I cannot believe how calm you stay through all of this. And,
indeed.
And just, you are, if there ever was a real church, it's yours.
And, I appreciate that.
You know, just walking your talk day in, day out, and you're one of the most respectable people I've ever known in my life.
That's one of the most insulting parts about all this is the attack against the Shire Free Church that has gone on through this, where the feds have called it a quote-unquote purported church and just basically made it out to be this. Even in his closing statement, Seth Aframe, the prosecuting attorney, purposefully misstated what actually happened. He made it sound like the church was cooked up as this sort of idea that came about after I had started selling Bitcoin. It's like, no, that happened more than a year before, you know, the Bitcoin thing, that idea came. So it's like he completely had the order of operations incorrect.
And he just straight up said it was a fake church.
He did do that, and it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, the federal government themselves has granted 501c3 church status to the Satanic Temple, which is a group of atheists. So it's like, you know, they can be a church. They don't even believe in God, you know? So what else, Matt? Yeah.
Well, so I want to know, first of all, I want to say that judge was clearly not impartial, and that was a, you know, dead giveaway when he referred to you as, what'd he say? I went online and I looked up what you people believe.
You people.
You remember when he called you people?
No, I don't.
I actually didn't hear that, but it's crazy.
Yeah, I looked into what you people believe or something like exactly. I remember he said you people. Whenever you hear the words you people come out of a federal judge's mouth, that's no longer an impartial judge.
Mm-hmm.
That's clearly.
Well, he may not be impartial, but he seemed to have been the best judge that I've seen at a trial yet.
You know, I would say at a
trial. I would say at a federal trial maybe, but there's been some in New Hampshire that have been literally pissed that they had to tell the person that they can go home and they did nothing wrong because they wanted to side with the cops so bad, but they just couldn't because it was against the law. This judge had a duty to drop these charges as soon as the prosecution rested and didn't prove anything, and he didn't. But
no, absolutely not.
Yeah,
there's a question of whether, you know, this is a very big deal. Cryptocurrency is not a small deal, and this doesn't have. I don't think this case has anything to do with, well, I mean, it might have a little bit of, you know, byproduct to do with Ian in particular being a liberty voice and being a loud liberty voice. But the most damaging part for the power structure that is Ian speaking about cryptocurrency on a regular basis. And every time I'm on Free Talk Live, I'm Monero Matt. I'm the one, I'm always talking about Monero, and this is exactly why I'm talking about Monero. Monero is so important to the future of a free and secure society of people who have a little bit of privacy. You know, if you want some bureaucrat staring at every single transaction you make for the rest of your life, your children's life, your grandchildren's life, then go ahead and keep using dollars. They're going to give you a digital currency to use that they are going to be able to ogle at will. They're going to push a button, your name's going to come up, and they're going to be able to say, where did this $128 go? Where did this $14 go? Why didn't you report this on your taxes? And you're just like, I don't know.
Yeah, they want your Venmo, $600 Venmo transactions.
Mm-hmm. Right. They're already doing it. So when that central bank digital currency comes out, which it is, it will, as soon as they get, you know, the masses up to speed on how digital currency works, that's exactly what they're going to do. The answer to that is privacy coins. This institution has got to go, and it needs to be replaced with something that can be useful, and privacy coins are perfect.
Yeah, you're right. They really hate Monero.
Yeah,
the feds really hate it.
The government literally said that the only reason that somebody would want privacy is because they're doing something wrong.
Did they literally actually say that? Because, I mean, it's kind of a... It's one of those questions that people ask. Well, what do you want your privacy for?
Well, they didn't. They literally said that you can infer that Ian is guilty because these people want privacy. Therefore, if they want privacy, then he should have known they were criminals.
That's right. What they suggested.
And, you know, the most interesting part of the whole case to me is, like, why I think proof that it just Ian petrifies these people to death. I think proof of that is, what if Ian wasn't selling crypto? What if Ian was selling Beanie Babies or baseball cards or rare Legos? Why would that be any different than cryptocurrency? Because Beanie Babies aren't money. And according to the government, cryptocurrency is also not money.
Oh, no, no, they certainly
depends
are.
Depends on which agency you're talking about.
According to the judge, right. Bitcoin is quote-unquote funds because some other judge said so.
But no legislator has ever come out and actually done this the right way and decided what it actually is. So it's just a bunch of crap.
It's legislating from the bench.
Yeah, that's
the
most frustrating part of this is a bureaucracy says a thing. A judge supports the thing that was said by the bureaucracy, and it becomes law. There was never one of these liars and thieves that we elect up there as and call honorable.
Or representative.
A representative. There never one of them voted on this. They haven't managed to get themselves, pulled away from their fight long enough to do this.
Well, there's supposed to be a check on this, and it's supposed to be called the jury, but unfortunately the government has that covered with the public school system, and they need people stupid enough that they can just say, listen, we're saying a thing, you have to believe it, and then they'll do whatever the government wants.
Guilty.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Matt.
And I hear the news is coming up, but I have one more thing to add.
Okay, well, hang on. We'll bring you back here for that. Stand by. More with Matt here in moments. The number 603-283-6160. Phones are open. If you want to join the show, still got more from Ron Paul. Hopefully we'll be able to get to it on the way here tonight. Your calls, of course, come first, and we're going to more of them on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The USA News Update. The president wants Americans to take the severe winter weather hitting large parts of the U.S. seriously. Blizzard warnings are in effect in many places due to a storm system affecting millions. Portland and the Pacific Northwest are getting slammed.
The Pacific Northwest is bracing for an ice storm, in particular in the Portland area. Thousands of people already waking up Thursday to power outages from strong winds. A major winter storm moving into Oregon expected to cause even more power outages throughout the weekend.
Ukrainian officials are optimistic soldiers will be trained quickly on the Patriot missile defense system. The U.S. is set to provide the advanced defense system as part of an additional $1.8 billion assistance package. Target is recalling more than 200,000 pillow fort weighted blankets. This is after two girls zipped themselves inside and suffocated. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Tonight it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Mark.
And you can join us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com. We have feeds like our podcast RSS feed that you can access over at feeds.freetalklive.com. It'll show you different links to different ways that you can download and automatically receive the show. In various different forms, so check out feeds.freetalklive.com for that information. We are still taking your calls, of course, about whatever you want. A lot of people obviously calling about today's very sad verdict in the Crypto 6 case against me, where all eight counts, I was found guilty by a jury of my so-called peers. Today here in New Hampshire was pretty disappointing, but let's go back to your thoughts about it. We got Roach on the line here. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, so one of the other things I wanted to bring up, and I wonder what your take is on this, is whatever maybe your attorney said. But what about the recent Supreme Court case, West Virginia versus the EPA? You know anything about that?
Yeah, that was actually – so I'm not enough of a legal scholar to really be able to explain it, but as I understand that case, basically the Supreme Court ruled – that the EPA had overreached in its regulatory authority, so-called, and that it needed to be beaten back, and that government agencies are not allowed to regulate beyond the prescription of the federal the legislature or something like that. Is that how you understand it?
Yes, that's exactly how I understand it. Basically, they're calling shots that are resulting in doctrines that are being viewed as law when they are in fact not law.
No,
they are very, very sloppily adhered to the point where the spirit of the legislation, that the statute that backs them, isn't at all being followed. And this should affect all government agencies, not just the EPA. So that would go, this brings into question things like, is the FBI allowed to exist at all? Things like that.
Yeah, and that's an interesting question.
But probably more importantly is that if Congress doesn't claim that Bitcoin is money, if Congress doesn't make a law that says
they have not yet done that,
that's the case. If Congress doesn't define what Bitcoin is, then can regulatory bodies, who, by the way, define it differently, IRS calls it one thing, FinCEN calls it another, and the idea that somehow we're supposed to know how to handle it, on one hand, Ian, you're just too much of a criminal because you know too much law. On the other hand, if you don't know enough law, it's no excuse. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to point out, Matt, that this issue was brought up actually in a motion early on, months before we actually went to trial. It was actually Ari's attorney who filed the motion, but my attorney joined it. So we've got the same motion, essentially. And it was bringing up that EPA case, made the arguments that this case absolutely applies here. And there was a certain term of, like, great questions sorts of cases. I don't know. That's not
like
the exact word.
Question.
Yeah, like significant question, I think, was what it was. And we tried to make the argument that this was one of those cases, and the federal legislature did not talk about Bitcoin in the money transmitter statutes, and the judge, of course, denied the motion. But the motion was made, and so therefore that should be an appealable point. I can't say for sure or not whether that will be included in our appeal, since I can't talk about that, but it is preserved for an appeal. It could be something that we go forward on, for sure.
One more case that I want to bring up that should apply to all agencies. This is one that, lands in my backyard because I'm such a gun dude, that I heard came up a whole bunch at the trial.
Oh, yeah.
For accessible reasons. I had nothing to do with you. But the...
Yes, before you go on, you who own guns legally in New Hampshire, including having multiple federal permits that you've acquired over the years, which means that you have no criminal history, and they certainly knew who you were because they were eyeballing the house for months and checking license plates and things like that to identify the people who lived here and doing research upon them. They used you as the primary excuse for why it was they had to do a shock and awe, Osama bin Laden-style attack.
Well, they also mentioned an umbrella. That I have.
Umbrella sword.
An umbrella sword, which is, this plastic movie prop.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the reason for body armor and tanks and drones and smashing everything.
Don't forget about the night vision and the helmets and the camo.
Yeah.
So, but, one of the other cases I want to bring up was Bruin, the Bruin case. The Bruin case was a case It was a gun-related case. And what the Supreme Court found was that the ATF isn't allowed to make regulations that are outside the scope of the text, history, and tradition found at the signing of the Constitution.
Hmm. Okay. Very interesting.
That is a huge...
Bitcoin didn't exist back then.
Right. So there you go. But even if it was... again, this goes right back to me talking about how, what if it was Beanie Babies or some collectible? Cryptos are collectibles. They are. That's what people do with them. They collect them. Hardly anybody ever spends them. But they're tradable, just like a Beanie Baby or a baseball card.
Well, I think their argument there would be that, that's different because in order to send Beanie Babies to someone, you would have to ship them to a physical address, and so therefore they'd be able to find the scam artist and bring him to justice. But because it was Bitcoin, which they both want you to believe is pseudonymous and also anonymous, which of course we know is not true.
They went back and forth saying that.
Yeah, because it's whatever suits them in the moment, but they say, Bitcoin's anonymous, and so that's why the scammers
use it. Also wanted to bring their expert in and talk about how they could track the Bitcoin.
Yeah. So that would be their argument there.
It's not trackable, it's trackable all at the same time. They got a big mouth, don't they? Lots of stuff fits in it. But that said, I'll just part with this. We love you and we support you, and this is insane. And beat it on appeal. for two, for everybody out there listening, let's remake the point of how absolutely petrified of Monero these people are, and let's drive that home now harder than ever. If you haven't figured out cryptocurrency yet, do it today. And if you need to go further than that, which you do, you need to get a Monero wallet of some kind and start looking into having some privacy in your pocket.
Good advice, Matt. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. We're going to continue here with Alu calling us from the Liberty Block. Alu, welcome.
Hi, guys. I was only at the trial for the closing arguments. Unfortunately, I was not able to make it for any of the actual testimony and stuff. But from what I saw, the prosecution did not have a strong case at all. It was rather weak. And I was surprised because I was feeling pretty optimistic. I'm pretty surprised that the jury still convicted on all counts.
Yeah.
I think the interesting point I want to make is that a few others have mentioned already, Bonnie and Matt and the others, that Bitcoin is money and currency and investment and asset and stock and this and that and commodity, and it's whatever it is, whatever suits them, whatever suits whatever agency, IRS or SEC. And again, they can do whatever they want. They can say that a banana is money and you can't argue. You can't punish them. They have all the power. We are but their powerless serfs that we must bow down and obey. So that's an interesting point. The other one was privacy, and I think I turned to Bonnie and Nikki at a point the other day, and I said, because they were making up privacy to be a inherently bad thing.
Sure.
I mean, are you on privacy? And I said, Bonnie, do you have a curtain on your windows? Do you lock the bathroom door when you go to the bathroom and shower? Why do you do it? What are you hiding? You must be a criminal. And she said, nope, that's actually pretty normal. I don't want the whole world seeing my body. And that's a privacy thing. It's not about crime. I don't have a crime, you know, committing inside, but I have curtains because I like privacy. And that's my goddamn right. So that's, you know, I think that's a great point. I hope Cynthia made it at some point during the trial. But it was sad to see that the prosecution was essentially insinuating that anyone who wants privacy must be up to no good.
Well, Ian did say at one point, very poignantly, privacy matters.
Yeah, unfortunately, we didn't hammer home a lot about privacy on the trial, but honestly, I don't feel like it would have made any difference on this jury. I mean, they were just...
Well, not on the jury. It's just appealable issues, right?
Well, that won't matter to the judges either. They don't care about that. They've ruled
that there's a right to privacy in the Constitution.
Well, good luck with that. Alu, did you have more to share? Hang on, dude. Hold that thought. We'll continue here in moments. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Unfortunately, we are moving into a society in which privacy is going to be harder and harder to obtain, especially with all of this anti-privacy rhetoric going on. They're trying to make privacy look like something.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open, and you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Bring up whatever on your mind. Here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Mark. And don't forget, you can join us online anytime. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. We're going back to your phone calls and thoughts. Alu Axelman is with us here from the Liberty Block. Alu, you attended a little bit of the hearings and you wanted to kind of reflect or share your thoughts, so I know you had more to say. Please continue.
Yeah, the other big thing I was going to say is the theory of the tiers thing I found kind of interesting. Always, it's in the Constitution, but can you ever really have a theory of your peers? Obviously, every person is unique, which most voluntarists understand that concept, I think, maybe more than some other normal or status people. And, for instance, I would say more so than a New Hampshire citizen, which is the only way they define it, I would say your peers would be voluntarists. Peaceful people,
sure.
Crypto people, you know, people who are into privacy, like that. That would be the most important cohort of your peers. And again, it's hard for people to understand how you and I don't really think we're Americans and we're faithful servants to the American and New Hampshire governments, and that was what defines us. That's what defines us most. So, our peers are just anyone who's from New Hampshire.
I've struggled with this. Who is your peer? Because in this case, it's somebody from New Hampshire. Somebody living in New Hampshire.
Anyone all over New Hampshire. Probably lives in towns we've never been to, some of them. It's like
somebody registered to vote and or having a driver's license, state ID. That's what they pick them from what I understand.
And but, you know, it's not – I don't know what peer means precisely, but that's what they're defining it as. But I think that the first most important issue is why is it that the prosecution – gets to kick out jurors. I can see why that would be the case for a defendant. Defendants should have, there's all kinds of things that are stacked against the defendant.
Yeah,
for instance, and I think the most importantly, the defendant has to pay for their defense, whereas the prosecution uses your tax money to do what they do.
They get paid to put on the prosecution.
There were six bureaucrats sitting on the one side, And there was Sisti and then his assistant and Ian on the other.
That's
so
right.
He was at the very least outnumbered
2-1.
2-1. Yeah. But Ian wasn't really one of these people doing it, so call it 3-1.
Yeah.
And since you know his assistant isn't a lawyer, maybe it's 6-1. Whatever the case may be, it doesn't really matter how you slice it. But clearly, it was outnumbered. Why is it that you know they get to spend all that money? This was probably
a lot of money.
Certainly millions of dollars.
Just the investigation.
Investigation was millions of dollars.
And who paid to fly in all those old people from around the country?
Taxpayers did.
Yeah, very much so.
And
but
I paid for them to fly here
and
just to try to screw you.
Yes, that's
yeah.
right.
And ultimately, you know, that's what occurred. But it seems like the jury should be, well, the prosecution should be stuck with their citizenry.
Mm.
They shouldn't be able to kick anybody out.
Yeah.
I can see why the defense can say, you know, not this one, not that one. We don't want people who are related to cops or whatever the situation might be. But, you know, that doesn't need to be fair. And then, of course, the very fair two closing statements for the prosecution, one
right.
closing state for the defense.
Totally fair.
And they get the last... You know, anytime you're in an argument with someone, you know the last word is important.
Yep, sure is. Yeah, the whole deck is stacked, and you know, as you guys pointed out, that's if you can afford the bail, right? Like, you can, if you can't be outside of a jail or a cell to prepare your case, you have no chance.
And what about people who literally just can't afford to take 2 to 3 weeks or however long the jury and judge want off of work
yeah.
and just be at that courthouse?
Right.
And eat out all the time?
Yeah. We paid a lot of money for lunches just to be at this place.
True.
But, Alu, anything else you want to share?
Not that much. I'm hopefully, you know, something goes well. Obviously, let us know whatever all of us who love liberty and peace and love you could do to help with the sentencing. If we could, you know, help to convince the judge at the last second, you know, in that last opportunity that you are not the evil, manipulative liar, scammer they made you out to be. You know, whatever you can do to help, just let us know.
Thank you, Alu. I appreciate it.
Worst comes to worst, if you're in a federal custody, once we do succeed very soon, we'll negotiate something. Maybe we'll send even a WNBA star to trade for you.
That's very kind. Thank you for the call tonight.
Let's not falsely imprison WNBA or anybody else in order to trade for Ian, okay?
Check him out. His blog is libertyblock.com, by the way. Let's go to Andrew in New Hampshire. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
I just want to thank you, Ian, for being such a powerful force against one of the most corrosive forces I see in our society, which is taboos. And I think... so much of the political elite power structure depends on these taboos that they just have to attack vehemently. Anyone who's kind of a warrior against taboos, anyone who's truly into free speech and freedom, I think the way they enslave us is by introducing taboos and then...
You're so right. One of the... items that the prosecution used to go against Ian was they showed a picture of someone who ended up being a scammer, but Ian sold Bitcoin to him, and he thought that he was selling it to this man through a third party, and it turned out to be a scam. And, you know, Ian eventually found out it was a scam maybe through this case, but they showed a picture of him, and he was a African man in Nigeria, and he happened to not be wearing a shirt. And he was, like, obviously in his own home, and Ian had instructed him to take a picture of himself with his ID. And the prosecution showed that picture and said, does this man, because he had claimed to Ian that he had a business, and he said, does this man look like the CEO of a company?
This black man?
Like, that. Oh, yeah. They didn't say this black man, but that was, what else, they said, does this shirtless man look like he's a CEO of a company?
Yeah,
I don't know.
They
were just trying to say
that
black people can't, black people
or
who wear, don't wear shirts.
African people can't run countries, or I don't know what he was saying exactly.
It was
CEO,
crazy.
Obviously, a CEO would put on a shirt for this picture. I don't know what they were saying, but it sounded a lot like this African man couldn't possibly run anything but a scam. You know,
right,
Andrew?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just the idea that something is unfashionable or, oh, you shouldn't go there, shouldn't say that. It's you know, it can start off as kind of mild political correctness. But I think the first person to really get banned from Twitter high profile was Milo for like criticizing the Ghostbusters movie or something. And that's pretty soon it's like, you can't criticize the vaccine. You gotta take the vaccine. Yeah.
Oh, you can't post about Hunter Biden's laptop.
Yeah.
True story. You can't post about it.
Steal elections, push vaccines, and it all starts, you know, by gently introducing taboos and kind of cracking them over time. And I think one of the reasons you've attracted so much, not just this case, but others, so much of the wrath of the state, Ian, is that you're a loud voice who speaks his mind, is willing to open up the conversation and doesn't care about taboos, and that's just...
Well, thank you, Andrew. I appreciate the kind words, and thanks for the call tonight.
Ian doesn't care about the taboo against having a couch on your lawn.
Let's continue
right
here.
Some taboos are good things to be taboos, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't talk about it and discuss why.
Let's go to Joe in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, hi, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Your jury was tainted because it's supposed to be a jury of your peers. Your peers are people like George Washington, Nathan Hale, Alexander Hamilton, Patrick Henry. Those are your peers.
Well, I don't know if I'll take Alexander Hamilton.
Wasn't he
like a big bank guy?
He was the central bank guy.
Yeah, he was a big central bank guy. But I get the intention of what you're saying. You're talking about founding fathers.
Alexander Hamilton was libertarian by the standard of people, politicians that are in office today.
Person.
Go ahead, Joe.
Killed. Yeah, like Nathan Hale, the first person who was hung by the British.
Yep.
So, like, you're a sacrificial lamb for Bitcoin. It's unfair. What they're saying is if...
Uh-oh.
We lost you.
We lost you, Joe. I think you had a bad cell. You said what they're saying is what?
Words of Joseph Goebbels for Germany, who said, if you have nothing to fear, you should let us know everything.
Hmm.
And then after all your information was given, you were taken to concentration camps. It's horrible.
Yep. Well, what's old is new again, that is for sure. And thank you, Joe, for your call and thoughts tonight.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Ian. Those people are garbage.
Thank you, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. We got a whole hour of this show to go, plus more from Ron Paul on the way here as he's talking about the crisis, what he's describing as the mother of all economic crisis. It's not a long article, by the way. It's just, we've been struggling to get through it here, and I think it's still worth getting to. So I do want to continue that coming up here. He's talking about the interest rates, the Federal Reserve, the inflation, something that was brought up during this trial that everyone's been calling about tonight. Again, thank you to everybody for the kind words. I definitely appreciate it. And again, this whole thing ain't over yet. There's still an appeal to go here. And, we'll tell you more about that when the case gets filed, I guess. There's more on the way here. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.